Where were these MPs, where were these assembly members standing up to make the position clear, to say, sorry, Jim, we do not agree with you. This is a modern democracy, and we cannot have remarks like those. No member of the Democratic Unionist Party, as far as I can see, apart from Pam Cameron, did that. So this is the dilemma facing Peter Robinson. He appoints anybody, think of any one of them, and because we're in an election period, apparently I'm restricted in terms of the names, who anybody running for office at Westminster, running for a membership of Parliament. Now, who among them is not going to come under pressure from the media immediately assuming that post, who will not be challenged regarding their stance on these issues? So Peter Robinson has a real problem here. I don't agree with Ken. This issue will not disappear in the next few years. I suspect one of the reasons why Jim Wells is gone is the issue is so raw, so live, and it is seeping into the national consciousness that Peter Robinson deemed that something had to be done and done very, very quickly. But it won't go away. That's the problem for the Democratic Unionist Party now, particularly if they had aspirations of being brokers at a national level.
You clearly believe he was pushed.
Well, listen, a combination of factors come into play at points like this. We've seen it a million times. Jim was buoyant. Jim did not have any intentions of going. He's no longer a minister today. But I've known Jim Wells for over 30 years. There should be no surprise at Jim Wells' position. Jim is black and white on all issues. You take the GAA, you take the Irish language, you take any manifestations of Jim's life, environment, he's always an individual Jim. Jim is not really a team player. Jim is an individual, a very strong individual, one of the few people in Parliament or in the Assembly who can stand up and speak fluently on any given subject. He's an intelligent man with very, 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 very non-contemporary views on so many issues. I've discussed the GAA and issues like that in Irish language with Jim. Jim fulminates when these issues arise. He's a man of very, very strong views. Now, I wouldn't agree with them, but I've always had a good relationship with them. But I know that for which he stands. But the big question is, who in that party, which elected member in that party, genuinely disagrees with him? And therein lies the problem for Peter Robinson as a leader, appointing any one of those people as Minister for Health. Because any time one of them steps out before the media, in front of the cameras, they're going to be asked precisely, what did you think about this? What did you think about the other? And are we going to have a repeat situation with another DUP minister having to resign on these issues in a matter of months, etc.? This is a dilemma for Peter Robinson.
Let me ask you about one DUP name with regards to the possibility of him being the future health minister. Is there some consideration being given to reinstating Edwin Poots?
Well, I've already thought about that. I doubt if that could happen. I doubt. You see, what's happening in that party, and this has not always been recorded, that party is moving once again to the right, very, very, very much to the right. And there are alignments there. Nigel Dodds, Edwin Poots, Jim Wells, Mr. Poots' colleague in Lisburn, parts of East Antrim, etc. These are forces aligning. This party is moving to the right, more and more to the right. So Peter Robinson, if he wants to modernize this party, is consistently faced with this dilemma within that party. So I doubt the restoration. I doubt if the restoration of Mr. Poots as minister is on the cards, because Mr. Poots is the man who was standing up to Peter Robinson. So is Peter Robinson going to put potentially a fox in the chicken coop? I doubt it.
Okay, Eamon, thank you for your time this morning. Eamon Malley commenting on the departure of Jim Wells.